Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Good morning and happy new year, January 1st, 2014. I gotta get used to putting that on my checks now.
Absolutely.
This is Richard Blythe broadcasting with
Ann Nicholson, audio describer.
The preliminary commentator.
And good morning. We're broadcasting here on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Garfield. Our parade is getting ready to start here, up and down where motorcycles do clear the streets. Everybody get off the streets so we can start the parade. And coming up is the Honda sound card here in a second.
Well, those were the Pasadena police, and the motorcycles were decorated in honor of the parade. Each one of them had a flag with the red rose on it, and it was a white flag with gold trim. The Honda Sound and Pace card, the Accord Pace car, is beige. And the Acura, which I see is right coming up to us, it has its lights flashing. It is silver. The hood is decorated with red and white flowers with green ferns.
Leading the 125th Rose Parade presented by Honda are the all-new 2014 Honda Accord Hybrid and the 2014 Accord MDX. Offering high levels of comfort with exhilarating dynamic performance, both the Accord Hybrid and the Accord MDX demonstrate Honda's continuous developments in technology and style. The all-new 2014 Honda MDX luxury SUV offers high levels of family comfort and quietness, together with exhilarating dynamic performance, class-leading fuel economy.
The Honda is in front of us right now. It is a golden silver color with gladiolas, ferns, carnations, and roses inside it, and the white suitors inside are waving and saying a Happy New Year. I think actually, did it say who's inside here? Well, anyway, white suitor. And the lights are flashing, and it has just passed by us. And I think I see our first float.
Yes, it's the Wells Fargo theme banner.
A red rose in full bloom rises from dark green leaves in a small bud. Behind it spread alternating rays of gold and yellow. A hint of blue sky is at the top of the float, and on either side of the rose there are the dates 1890 to 2014. Letters over the leaves spell out Rose Parade. Below, over a green field, is the theme presented by Honda, Dreams Come True. Float riders wave at us.
Wells Fargo has sponsored the Tournament of Roses Parade for 8 consecutive years and is proud to sponsor the opening ceremonies of the 125th Rose Parade, Dreams Come True. Wells Fargo is providing the experience of a lifetime for Canadian teen Brendan, 16, who is fighting leukemia, and Illinois teen Jacob, 18, who is battling brain tumors. Both teams wish to go to the Rose Bowl game with their families. Wells Fargo is also enhancing their wish with a trip down Colorado Boulevard on the opening banner float of the 125th Annual Rose Parade, appropriately themed Dreams Come True.
And now coming up is the Wells Fargo American Dreamers from History.
This is actually five iconic floats. The 1909 part is a Model T car with dancers. The men are in tuxedos, and the women are wearing cream-colored blouses with long green skirts. The 1927 part is Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis plane, with men in white shirts, black vests, and pants, and the women are wearing flapper dresses with bobbed hair. The 1943 part, Rosie the Riveter is in her blue overalls with men in navy dress uniforms and women in white dresses with full skirts and navy blue sweaters. The 1969 part, an astronaut in an EVA suit standing next to an American flag. The guys in black suits and hats and girls in blouses and pants. The ladies in the 1890s dresses are waving to us, so are the gentlemen. And finally, the 2014, it's a DJ surrounded by a circuit board with internet cables around him with breakdancers. Here come the flappers right by us, brilliant colors of tangerine, purple, and light blue. And they are actually doing a kind of a little bit of a Charleston thing, a little...
Best Charleston they can do while walking.
Yes, as much as they can do while walking. The representative for Charles Lindbergh is waving at the group. And we see a nurse with a sailor, and he's he wanted to dip her to give us a kiss in front of us, but he didn't quite do it. Oh, yep, there he did. He did the dip and the kiss.
Woo! And that got a real crowd reaction there.
Okay, there's Rosie the Riveter. She just showed her muscle to us. And here come the 50s, 60s people that are dressed in pedal pushers with big hair. And there is the part of the moon with a person standing on it in the astronaut suit.
Did you just say pedal pushers in a rose parade?
Yes, I did. Ha ha. Finally, people in sweatsuits are hopefully going to do it. Oh, they're doing a little break dancing for us. Guy's on one hand with his feet up in the air. And the DJ is a lady DJ. She's wearing a short gold dress with a black belt. She has headphones at her neck, and she's riding a circular float that says, "Welcome to America's New Year celebration."
Yeah, I want those headphones.
Make way for 2014. Hey, guess what's coming up?
Hey, it's Vin Scully, the Grand Marshal of this Rose Parade.
The Grand Marshal and his family are riding in a Kelly Green 1950 Oldsmobile 98 Coupe convertible. Seven are known to exist today. The STD florists have decorated the car with blue and white hydrangeas, white roses, white tulips, and blue delphinium. We have said we're going to say hello to Vinny from the Bronx. Okay. And here come the Grand Marshal's family. We're going to say Happy New Year to them, too.
Happy New Year, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
You know, in 1966, Vin Scully hosted the Rose Parade with Samantha from Bewitched.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You know what? Could you tell us a little bit more about the about Vin Scully?
Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully recently announced that he will return to the Dodger broadcast booth for an unprecedented 65th season in 2014. He begins his professional baseball broadcasting career in 1950 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. And during his unmatched career, he has called three perfect games, 25 no-hitters, 25 World Series, and 12 All-Star games. Iconic moments called by Scully included Kirk Gibson's miraculous Game 1 home run in the 1988 World Series.
And now from American Honda, keeping dreams on track. Hey, we are aboard this train. Everybody wave.
A long, sleek, silver car driven by the white humanoid Azimo has huge rocket fins and is the engine for this five-car train. Behind is a small car with a smiling cartoon face beside a sign, Tomodachi. The third unit is an open cargo bay with a mechanical arm moving a black camera. Next is a unit with the Jumbotron screens on either side. On the screens are live pictures of the audience, us. Bringing up the rear is a red two-decker Honda Jet. I've heard this is the longest float in existence.
It looks like the longest float. It's still going by us.
Absolutely. Here comes the big Honda engine.
This entry used a traditional form of transportation, the train, to share Honda's most ambitious dreams for the future, including the upcoming NSX, Honda Jet, and the...
Smile, you're on the train. Wave. Actually, it's interesting. It's the other side. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and Asimo, the world's most advanced humanoid robot. This year's float will also fulfill the dreams of spectaculars along the route who ever dreamed of riding on a Rose Parade float. The float features two large video screens, a parade first, and cameras capture fans along the route and project them on the screens, giving parade goers the opportunity to ride the float virtually. The music was created specifically for the float by six-time Grammy Award-winning Daniel Ho. The float will also be represented by Southern California high school students who participated in one of the exchange programs under the
Tomodachi
Initiative, a public-private partnership born out of support for Japan's recovery from the Great East Japan Earthquake. that invest in the next generation of Japanese and American leaders through educational and cultural exchanges, as well as entrepreneurship and leadership programs.
And now from the U.S. Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Gunnery Sergeant Daniel Garcia.
Okay, there are seven of them, and the guard rides golden Palomino Mustangs, which have black English-style saddles, handmade black bridles and breast collars with a Marine Corps emblem, and blankets in Marine Corps colors of red and gold. Riders wear blue dress uniforms with ribbons and badges, white breeches, and black field boots.
Since 1967, this extraordinary military unit has been stationed at Marine Corps Logistics Base, Barstow, California. Representing the Marine Corps is the logistics base throughout the United States. What sets this color guard apart from any other military color guard is the fact that America's heroes are riding America's living legend, Wild Mustang. Captured and adopted from the Bureau of Land Management, Adopt a Horse and Burrow program.
Everyone's all excited for the Super Scooper guys that are passing by us now that pick up after the horses. Why they get so excited, I don't know. And now coming up, I can flip my page here, is the West Coast
Composite,
sorry about that. Marine Band representing San Diego, California.
They are 106 strong, and you'll be able to hear the different parts of the band as they pass by. There, I can see the trumpets from here. The bands march in their blue dress uniform, a dark navy blue jacket with red piping, lighter navy blue pants with a red leg stripe, and a white cap with a Marine Corps emblem on the front. The emblem has three parts: the eagle, standing for the nation, the globe, standing for worldwide service, and the anchor, which stands for sea traditions.
The U.S. Marine Corps West Coast Composite Band is composed of three Marine bands from around Southern California: the 1st Marine Division Band, 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing Band, and the Marine Band San Diego. The band members are fully combat trained and prove that they are as proficient with their musical instruments as they are with their weaponry.
They march with the trumpets pointing forward down the boulevard. Clarinets are held at their side from shoulder to arm to elbow. As you can hear, the drums are passing us right now, and the very last section of this band is the shining silver tubas. Now we see the past president's trophy.
It is for Western Assets Management Company. The title?
Huh.
So close, yet safari away. Wild animals in Africa hang out around the waterhole.
In the front, two brown gazelles leap under the treetops, while two tall giraffes tower above them. In the middle of the float, a mother and baby gray elephant reach the watering hole surrounded with pink flowers. White cranes stand in the water. Behind them, on a brown rocky outcropping, are two lions. The full-maned lion, which is the lion, roars while the lioness watches. Black gibbon monkeys and white birds peer at them from the safety of a nearby tree. A waterfall cascades off the rocks, and two brown antelopes stand under it.
This being the past president's trophy, it is the most creative design and use of both floral and non-floral materials.
Every year, Western Assets includes its employees in this annual tradition, from decorating the annual float to choosing design. And this year's employees were presented with five different float designs and voted for their favorite. The winning entry is here today. So close, yet safari away. It reflects the parade's theme. Dreams come true as a result of imagination, passion, creativity, and hard work. The float So Close, Yet Safari Away celebrates this spirit and the opportunity to dream through adventure, natural wonder, and exploration. Western Access is one of the world's leading fixed income managers. Across offices in Pasadena, Hong Kong, London, Melbourne, New York, São Paulo, Singapore, Tokyo, and Dubai. The company provides investment services for a wide variety of global clients across an equally variety of mandates.
A white suitor is talking to someone in front of our microphone, and it's picking up. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Western Assets' long performance track record and global presence have positioned the company to continue its commitment to excellence in fixed income investment management and client service.
Sometimes what happens is a parade will stop because something breaks down. And that seems to what happened to this float, which has not even passed by us yet. It's actually down about 50 feet.
But as we look at it, the animation is still going. It's just not moving forward.
In the front of the float, those giraffes, their necks are raising up high and lowering. And as that's happening, behind them, the elephant's trunk raises. Since I'm looking straight down at it, you can see that through the you can see down the throat of the elephant and its tusks as and are silhouetted as the trunk lifts up. At the very top of that float, as though on top of a hill, the lion is moving its head slightly. So the float is, even now, all the things on the float are moving, although the float itself is not moving. There are some, let's see.
There's actually nine animals that are animated on this float. The height total is 30 feet. The width of it is about 18 feet, and the length of this float is 55 feet. And if we ever get to see
it's
the back of it,
starting to move.
There is a full running waterfall.
Oh, wow. Also, this float, if it's about 55 feet, that's about the size of a big bus. So when you're imagining the floats, imagine it about that size, but they're much wider than a bus. They take their half out of the middle of this four- or five-laned street.
This is also the fourth year that this Western Assets has been in this parade.
Well, it is a magnificent float.
And it is moving, coming finally toward us now. And now the elephant is getting bigger and bigger as it gets closer and closer.
Absolutely. You'll notice as you hear these floats go by, they all have their own music. And I see a white truck behind this float. Probably they have something to do with having gotten it to go.
He could have had some engine trouble or something. In the front of the float is an open area that the driver can see out, and a couple of the white suiters in their motor scooters were chatting with him,
Seeing
if they need assistance or getting a tow truck or something like that, because all of these floats are equipped with a hitch so that way they could be pulled along so other people can enjoy the floats. And now coming up, Spirit of the West, the marshal is Phil Spangenberger.
As in the Old West, the Spirit of the West riders ride quarter horses. The riders' outfits represent a cross-section of the Old West. Figures such as the 1870s cowboys, turn-of-the-century cowboys, 1860s cavalrymen, ladies in side-saddle attire, 1890-era Wild West showmen, like Wild Bill, Wild West and rodeo cowgirls of the late 19th and early 20th century, 1850s mountain men, 1840s California vaqueros, and more.
The Spirit of the West Riders is a unique horse group that blends American history and entertainment in its representation of the men and women of various ethnic backgrounds who tamed the wild frontier of the 1840s to the 1920 period. Numbering 16 strong, each of these equestrians embodies the spirit of America frontier with his or her colorful old-time outfits.
And now from the city of Glendale, it won the Governor's Trophy, being the best depiction of life in California. It's Let's Be Neighbors, Glendale's most famous resident, Meatball the Bear in a trash can.
In Glendale Wilderness Park, trees and flowers line a light brown path where the native animals make their homes in the wilds of suburbia. A red fox, a brown California mule deer, a red hawk, a red-tailed hawk, a tawny coyote, a gray raccoon, black and white skunk, a gray squirrel on a swing, a golden black goldfinch, and the California black bear who has popped out of a trash can
Meatball.
With its lid as a hat. Park visitors sit on the benches.
The float suggests that it is not only desirable but possible for all those who live on the wild land-urban interface, the place where urban development meets natural open space, to live together in harmony. Sharing the ride with Meatball are folks dressed to represent Glendale residents and all those who enjoy Glendale's great outdoors.
And now from Hawaii, All-State Marching Band, Nako Alahi. From Hawaii.
The band members wear black pants or knee-high length lihau, wrapped skirt, and a long-sleeve kamana mana print, aloha shirt, a green fern head lei, and fern leis on the wrist. Front dancers wear Tahitian-style outfits with long red skirts and feather headpieces with mother-of-pearl. Other hula dancers are in yellow house skirts with bright yellow tops and yellow hibiscus hair pieces.
Most unusual fundraiser was a jogathon entitled Run for the Roses, in which members recruited pledges based on running or walking laps around a track.
And now let's listen to the band.
Thank you.
You know, they had the most unusual fundraiser was a jogathon entitled Run for the Roses, in which members recruited assorted monetary pledges based on running or walking laps around a track in 1 hour. Whatever they can do to get money. But now come up, the next float is from Dole Packaged Foods, which got the sweepstakes trophy for the most beautiful entry in a parade with outstanding floral presentation and design. And this is titled Sunrise at the Oasis. An exotic camel caravan gets ready to start out at dawn.
Okay. At the front of this float, a camel with a passenger kneels next to a person standing by a golden vase. Two more cinnamon-colored camels carry boxes decorated in red, green, and gold. Behind them are two gray elephants with gold and purple blankets. Throughout the float are graceful green palm trees, which are topped with swaying fronds of purple blossoms. In the trees, brown monkeys perch and two nesting white peacocks, whose tails drape to the ground. In the back of the float, there are two beige and brown striped tigers, and they stand on a rocky bluff above a high waterfall cascading into a pool. They have outwalkers with drums, and they are playing the drums as they go by. Also, ladies in bathing suit tops with skirts about hip level covered with beads, bright scarlet, sapphire, emerald green, and gold.
Dole's mission is to help people live better, more fulfilling lives by promoting great, tasty, natural, healthy, and convenient packaged fruits and vegetables. Dole is also an industry leader in environmental practices across four main pillars of sustainability: water management, soil conservation, carbon footprint, and packaging.
And now here comes the tournament president and the Clydesdales, which are making a comeback for the 2014 Rose Parade.
That is so wonderful. 2014 President R. Scott Jenkins, his wife Cindy, and their family sit atop the red gold 1903 Studebaker-built beer wagon. The wagon is trimmed in gold with white wheels and is pulled by the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales. Flowers on the wagon from FTD are red and white roses, white lilies, stock, and orchids. The people on top of the beer wagon are all waving at us. Wave back.
This will be the Budweiser Clydesdale's 58th appearance in the Rose Parade. They last appeared in the parade in 2011. This is the first year they will not be pulling a float, but are considered an equestrian unit of the tournament president.
And now from Donate Life, they got the theme trophy, which is excellence in presenting parade theme. It's called Light Up the Word. Light Up the World. Float riders have each given or received the gift of life.
Five lanterns hang from a long green garland adorned with yellow and white flowers. The red, yellow, purple, and silver lanterns vary in shape and size and are round or square. Flames flicker inside two lanterns with cutouts, a bronze rectangular lantern and an etched silver cube with glass-cut panes of the lamp. Each lamp is adorned with 81 memorial florograph portraits of donors. The 30 riders are seated throughout a dedication garden filled with pink, red, purple. They wave at us. They hold pictures of the people who donated to them. And 12 people walk alongside the float.
Individuals and families touched by organ and tissue donation and transplantation shine a light on all of us. Transplant recipients radiate with gratitude and renewed life thanks to the gift of organ, eye, and tissue donors.
And now from the Sierra Madre Rose Float Association, they got the Mayor's Trophy, which is the most outstanding city entry, national or international. And it's called Catching the Big One, the Fisherman's Fish Story.
The Fisherwoman's Fish Story. Towering high above a small boat tossing in a blue sea is a huge orange fish with yellow scales and wide green eyes with purple eyeshadow. In the boat below are three real women. One holds a fishing pole with a line that leads to the giant fish's wide pink mouth. Six smaller fish jump out of the waves around the boat.
And now from Claudia Taylor, Lady Bird Johnson High School Marching Band from San Antonio, Texas.
The band members are dressed in Columbia blue, navy, and white jackets with black pants and shoes. Each wears a baby blue shako with a plume to represent the blue bonnets of Texas.
Yeehaw!
Fundraising to get here included spaghetti dinners, silent auctions, golf tournaments, concessions at football games, corporate sponsorships, dinner for corporate sponsorships, mini parade marchathons in San Antonio, to name a few.
They have gymnasts at the front of the band, and there are children standing on the hands of people way up high into the air.
And not only his legs were straight up, he actually bent them forward, almost touching his head again. That was crazy. And now let's listen to the band. Not that I only look around just in our booth here, but also all around, everyone was just clapping along, enjoying that song. And now coming from Farmers Insurance, thanks a million, teachers. Teachers help make dreams come true every day.
Every day, teachers help make dreams come true. A large tree branch runs the length of this float. On it are eight giant owls with very big eyes. Each owl wears a miter board cap and reading glasses. Some of the birds wear scarves and necklaces. One owl holds a mobile with planets hanging from it. Another uses a pointer, pointing to a sign that reads Farmers Insurance. Thanks a million, teachers. On the top branch, an owl points to a spinning globe of the Earth. Another owl points to three colorful test tubes in a rack. Near the rear, an owl holds a palette with one wing and a paintbrush in the other. Another owl stands in front of huge ABC letters. And near the rear, an owl holds up a sign that reads, Thanks a teacher. Actually, it reads, hashtag thank a teacher.
Farmers Insurance believes in smart. Last week, actor and two-time Golden Globe Award nominee Jack Black helped Farmers launch a national initiative inviting America to make 2014 the year to thank a million teachers.
And now coming up from Wells Fargo, Marshal Doug Murphy.
The riders, there are 19 riders, and they wear Western-style clothing of the mid to late 1800s, consisting of plaid shirts, vests, and jeans. They ride in burgundy stagecoaches with yellow trim and the red Wells Fargo letters on them. The undercarriage of the coach and large spoke wheels are bright yellow.
Wells Fargo's heritage goes back to the birth of California statehood. Wells Fargo opened its first Pasadena office in April 1885 on Fair Oaks Avenue. The coach and drivers here today are preserving his legacy of dependable stagecoach drivers. Quick thanking messengers and brightly painted Concord stagecoach drawn by March horses.
And now from the Sinkhole Group, the title is Connecting Cultures, Delivering Dreams When Horses Fly Over Golden Buildings. And it won the Extraordinaire Trophy for Most Spectacular Float, including floats that do not retract to 55 feet.
Topped by white clouds, a five-story golden pagoda with gold roofs rises above two smaller red buildings. Above the pagodas, two 16-foot-high white horses fly with wings outstretched and flapping. White doves fly below them and over gardens filled with cream-colored lotus blossoms. Float riders wave at us.
Sinkhole's inaugural float in the Tournament of Roses embodies the elegance, quality, and creativity for which the company is known.
And now from Pasadena City College, Herald Trumpets.
The Heralds march in red military-style jackets with white pants, capes, and berets. They play long silver trumpets.
And then they follow the Queen and Court. And it's the Macy's sponsoring it and is presenting the Royal Court, the 2014 Tournament of Roses Royals Queen and Royal Court.
The Heralds are playing. Flanking the length of the float are opulently carved marble urns decorated in white sweet rice and coconut chips. Red, black magic, and freedom roses, augmented with red ginger and anthuridium, spill over the urns. The ladies are dressed in red evening gowns, which have small sleeves. They wear their crowns. They wave slowly with the signature of Pasadena, Rose Parade Princess and Queen Wave. The queen is wearing all white with a sequined top.
And now from Liberty High School Grenadier Band from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
249 strong, Grenadier Band musicians wear the uniform of Her Majesty's Coldstream Guard. Red coat, black pants, and a tall bearskin hat. The bagpipers, which you can hear, wear the uniform of Her Majesty's Scots Guard Pipers, featuring the Royal Stuart Tartan, red, green, and yellow, with a traditional feathered bonnet.
27 students of the current Liberty School. 27 students of the current Liberty Grenadier band had a sibling march in the 2009 Tournament of Rose Parade. 8 students had family members march in previous Rose Parades with other high school bands from Pennsylvania Lehigh Valley.
And now from the New Buffalo Soldiers, Marshal C.F. Brown.
The African-American soldiers ride Black or Bay Missouri Fox Trotters and Tennessee Walkers. The soldiers wear all wool 1800s uniforms. The pants are light blue trousers, and the blouse is dark blue with gold piping.
Today, the soldiers are depicting typical escort duty of an original 1862 U.S. Army transport wagon, said to have been abandoned by General Phil Sheridan's Union Army in the late 1864-65. On a campaign heading southward through North Carolina. Riding in the wagon is the Buffalo Soldiers Women Auxiliary, women of the Buffalo Soldiers Legacy, who portrayed the female cohorts of the soldiers. These women were heroines in in their own right.
Well, wait till you hear what they are. Read what they are.
Okay. Well, who were often unrecognized, present provided essential support to the troops as camp followers, laundress, seamstress, cooks, nurse, midwives, officer wives, maid or companions, soldiers' wives, mothers, and entrepreneurs from the time of the Civil War through the military expansion in the West.
Like Rosie the River back then.
Absolutely, but you know what a camp follower is.
Okay, now from La Cañada Flint Ridge, the title is Doggone, and this is the Bob Hope Humor Trophy for the most comical and amusing entry. And it's called The Great Escape Meets Who Let the Dogs Out.
5 smiling dogs, Sasha, Gunnar, Gypsy, Morgan, and Winston, drive away in the dog catcher's truck. A thick carpet of wildflowers makes up the dirt road on which the doggies are traveling. Chasing the truck, Steve, the dog catcher, wears a yellow button mum cap, a yellow mum jacket, and green mung, wearing a lot of mung bean trousers. The truck bounces over a concrete and stone bridge made of oatmeal concrete and several shades of flagstone seed mix. Under the bridge on both sides is a pool of floral water of blue iris surrounded by cattails.
The LCFTRA holds a float design contest from mid-November to mid-January, inviting written word concepts to be submitted to their websites. Over 100 entries were received. An eighth grade girl from Orange County turned in the concept of a person riding after a dog. The contest winner watched the parade on TV, and the next day, while attending post-parade, she learned about the contest from their float driver. Their artist took the idea further with a dog catcher running after a truckload of dogs. Shasta, the dog driver, is primarily covered with palm bark. Gunnar,
yeah.
The passenger, is peach and tan-colored carnations. Gypsy the poodle has a summer cut of white mums with uncut ruffs of white carnations.
All right, let me give you some numbers here. 16,000 chrysanthemums.
Wow.
1,200 button chrysanthemums. 5,000 roses. 4,000 carnations. 2,000 irises. 700 gerba daisies. And 700 exoticas.
How many mung beans? I don't know.
They're not on this sheet.
Millions and millions of mung beans is all I'm going to say.
Okay, now coming up is the Nagyo Minami High School Green Band. From Nagione, Achi, Japan.
Members of the Green Band each wear a cobalt blue tunic with yellow and white, with diagonal blue stripe overlay, and black flaps. The banner that they have says Wind Orchestra in regular English, and then it has characters above, which I will assume are Japanese.
Dog watcher runner is running.
The Japanese band is waving to the crowd as their drummers play. Tubas in the back, which have the name of the, it has Minami written on them. They are all painted white. The leader, the band leader, is taking camera pictures of the bystanders at the parade. So they're standing, they're stationary, and they're about 50 or 60 feet from us. So hopefully they will be playing when they get here.
That's like the thing to do, is be in the parade and take a picture. If you remember years ago, we had Carol Burnett as the Grand Marshal. She was taking pictures of the audiences.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, it's interesting because he's roving around the band now with his camera. And now a white suitor is kind of motoring by him. I hear they're waving a little fast walk and waving at us as fast walk. They wear Australian-style black hats with one edge up on the side of the brim and a sparkling silver headband. Big smiles.
All right, let's listen to the band.
see. What is that song?
Nagoya, the band motto, the sound of Nagoya Manami, resounds in the heart, encourages them in their daily practice to instill feeling into every sound and ordinary activity in order to create music that reaches the hearts of their audiences.
And now from the City of Hope, turning hope and dreams into reality. City of Hope's wishing tree, each with someone's wish.
Three green trees stand on top of a three-tiered platform, which runs the length of the float. 1,000 tags of blue, white, orange, yellow, green, or red flutter under the dark green leafy branches. Cancer survivors sit beside the trees. Huge sculpted pink and white daisies surround the trees.
Hope and dreams are what City of Hope's mission is built on and why our team comes to work every day in search of cures. The wishing trees that line the entrance of City of Hope campuses on the basis of the float designs. The tree provides patients and their loved ones and supporters with a canvas to share their dreams of hope and wishes for a future without cancer and other life-threatening diseases.
They wave at us. The tags are blowing in the wind. They are all different messages of hope.
And now from South Pasadena Tournament of Roses, Intergalactic Vacation. Smile for the camera.
A family of tourists stands on a pink, purple, and gold planet, which is surrounded by rings. The family waves to an alien on a hoverboard who is taking their photo. In the background, the Earth rotates with stars overhead and the moon in orbit around it. A 1950s-style spaceship is pulling a smaller, round camper trailer, which follows the planet. It is... What are those? They're called an A-camper? Modular camper?
Like an Airstream type of
thing? Kind of like a mini Airstream.
What person hasn't dreamed of going to outer space? This float represents the theme by bringing fantasy and real life together in a full, fun version of a dream come true.
And now from Dobbins Bennett High School Marching Band, Indian Band, from Kingsport, Tennessee.
And it's 350 people strong. Each band member wears a cadet-style uniform in maroon, white, and gray with a white-plumed shako. The dance team wears burgundy and gray sparkling sequin tops with black flaps.
And now let's listen to the band.
The band has represented the state of Tennessee in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade four times in 1968, 84, 90, and 94, and has performed at numerous national and international events, including the Super Bowl, the Peach Bowl, and the London, England Millennium Parade. Dobbins Bennett is especially proud to have marched in the Pasadena Tournament of Roses Parade three times, 2002, 7, and 2014. For more than 15 years, the Dobbins Bennett Band has received superior ratings at every event attended, and in the past 5 years have won more than 200 first place awards at competitions all over the Southeast. The marching band has been a band of American regional finalists, as well as a grand national semifinalist, multiple times. With almost 400 members, and the Dobbins Bennett High School Band is the largest marching band in the state of Tennessee.
Hey, let me give you some numbers. There are 119 brasses.
I think we hear them.
Yes, you do. Boulevard. There are 30 percussions, 145 woodwinds, as you can hear them coming by us now, 12 dancers, and 42 color guards. That's a big band.
Color guard wear black bodysuits, velour with white and burgundy sequins, and the flags are burgundy, pink, hot pink, tangerine, and orange.
And now from Stella Rose Wines, the title is Celebrate Good Times, Party into the New Year. And this won the Judge's Special Trophy, which is most spectacular in showmanship and dramatic impact.
I can see almost everything is moving, and there are float walkers dancing. A rectangular gold-trimmed dark pink bus has Casey and the Sunshine Band on board. On the roof, Casey performs, the party-goers in festive dress dance. The Sunshine Band plays at the front of the float. In back of the bus are an oversized gold wine bucket with two bottles of wine, golden horn party favors, orange and yellow pinwheels, purple, green, and burgundy balloons with stars on them, confetti streamers, and alarm clock striking midnight.
Dong.
Stella Rose is a band of semi-sweet bubbly wines, winning over the taste buds of wine lovers across the nation, with origins in a small town in northern Italy. The secret of Stella Rose's delicious refreshment traveled to America 7 years ago, and today Stella Rose has grown from being a red blend to an extended family of Moscato's, peach, berry, and pink varieties.
There are walking grape bunches. African American with bright green, lime green tights and purple grapes. There is a short little lady with a crown on her head, and she has green grapes. And there's another fellow in bright yellow with purple grapes. And the dancers dance in front of us, stepping forward, jumping, using muscle signs, and they're shaking it. They are shaking their booties. And they're doing hip jerks. And they're bouncing around. Live band on the top.
Bunch of brass instruments up there. Guitar, yep. A couple trumpets, and a saxophone. And now coming up is Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament.
The knights and ladies ride andalusians and wear authentic medieval-style costumes, handmade for use in the 8 North American castles. Each rider's costume in colors of crimson, sapphire, emerald, yellow, black, or white is complemented by matching rein covers on the horses, bridles, and the horse gear. Some of the riders carry authentic Spanish swords. They wave at us.
And blending centuries-old heritage, fairy tale intrigue, and timeless appeal, Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament is the world's premier medieval-themed family dinner attraction and show. Artistic and skillful pageantry paired with horsemanship and swordplay allows Medieval Times to bring the glory of the Middle Ages to guests through a dynamic 2-hour arena performance and period-style feats.
And now coming up is K-9 for Cops. Working together for safer communities, K-9's working with cops equals better law enforcement.
In the center of the float, sitting on a bed of roses, is a 22-foot brown and black King German Shepherd. He wears a black vest with the word police on the side and brown medallion with Johnny K-9 Cash on it. Stationed around the float are real-life K-9 cops with their handlers. A gold ribbon runs the entire length of the 55-foot float, with the words, canines trained and ready for action, in the center of the ribbon. At the rear of the float is a white and red shield. Oh, one of the canine dogs just came up to our security person and got a pat. See, at the rear of the float is a white and red shield with the words, canines for cops, and the silhouette head of a German Shepherd. On an elevated platform at the back are the sponsors, Christy and John Schiller, with their daughter, Sinclair. The policemen are waving to our group. They're stopping and waving to our group. And the dogs, see the seeing eye dogs, and their tails are wagging and their tongues are lolling out.
You know, the stately German Shepherd is artistically decorated in a variety of seeds and grasses to create the realistic fur. It does look real there. And now coming up is the Queen's Trophy, which is the most effective use and display of roses in concept, design, and presentation. And it is for the float, Miracle Grow. Grow something greener, or greater, that is. The seeds of our dreams carry an inspiring future.
At the float front are raised gardens and wheelbarrows of orange carrots, purple turnips, and green lettuce and kale. In the center is an outdoor kitchen and dining area with real people. They are shaded by two trellises covered with purple flowers. The float riders, who are waving at us, are surrounded by gardens of purple and red flowers, raised vegetable beds, and potted edible plants. At the float front, a gentleman in an orange shirt is really waving as hard as he can. And he is has on either side of him curving trees with yellow flowers, providing a resting spot for huge monarch butterflies.
Miracle-Gro has been helping gardeners since 1961 when Horace Hagdorm and a marketer, and Otto Stern, a nursing man, took a water-soluble plant and set out to make it a garden staple across America.
And now from the Salvation Army Tournament of Roses Band from Long Beach, California.
The band wears the traditional black, the red jackets with a black and white trim, and the navy blue Salvation Army hats and caps. The men are in black and blue plants, while the women wear navy blue skirts and black pumps. They march the entire parade in pumps.
The Salvation Army is celebrating its 125th year serving the community in Los Angeles and Southern California. The Salvation Army brand has marched in the Rose Parade every year since 1920, making 2014 its 94th consecutive year of participation.
Now let's listen to the band. And now from the people who started it, the Valley Hunt Club Hitch and Riders with Marshal Sarah G. Babcock.
The group appears with an antique 1860 green Landau carriage drawn by four black Thessalian Frisian horses and escorted by two outriders on identical horses. The outriders are in hunt attire, clubbing coats, which are fitted three-button hip-length jackets, hand breeches, white shirt, gloves, and black field boots. The carriage is decorated with red and white flowers with green juniper sprays.
The Valley Hunt Club was founded in 1888 by women and men who delighted in hunting jackrabbits in the foothills and fields between Pasadena and the mountains. In 1890, the club founded the Tournament of Roses. It sponsored the parade and tournament for the first 6 years. Each year, Valley Hunt Club members volunteer to design and decorate the antique carriage.
Oh, looks like a beautiful carriage, all those flowers.
The spokes of the wheels were decorated with red roses and juniper fronds.
And now from Kiwanis International, Bridging Children's Dreams. The pathway to dreams can be magical, going from hope to reality.
Redwood trees surround a rope bridge that goes from float front to back with an upward curve in the center of the bridge. Tall yellow and orange flowers are alongside the bridge. Evergreen trees stand on either side. A brown deer approaches a blue floral brook. An owl and an eagle are seen in the trees. Float riders walk along the rope bridge. Actually are standing on the rope bridge.
The international president is an actual bridge builder and chose the theme. Float decorating is the single largest service project in the Kiwanis International with 56,000 volunteer hours in the month of December, utilizing 7,000 volunteers and decorating 14 floats. Kiwanis International is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to changing the world, one child and one community at a time. With its 600,000 members worldwide, Kiwanis and its youth-oriented service leadership program serve communities in more than 80 countries and geographic areas.
And now, the Rose Bowl game. Here is Michigan State University.
A 10-foot football decorated in a mixture of flaxseed, crushed coconut, and cut yellow status is supported horizontally on a large gold base. At the front, oh, here comes the mascot coming running straight towards us. He looks like a gladiator in green. And he's showing us his muscles.
It's a Spartan.
Oh, is he a Spartan? Well, he's green. Anyway, green outfit. The cheerleaders are holding silver, white, and green pom-poms, and they are doing a cheer in front of us.
You know, this is the Spartans' fifth appearance in the Rose Bowl game.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
Proudly reflecting the spirit of the number 4 BCS-ranked Big Ten champion, Michigan State Spartans football team, this float is decorated in the school's colors of green and white.
And now here comes the Michigan State University Spartan Marching Band from East Lansing, Michigan.
East Lansing, yes. They wear white and green military-style coats and white officer caps with MSU on the peak, green and white plume, and black pants.
The 300-member Spartan Marching Band is one of the oldest and most respected university marching bands in the country. Founded in 1870 as a 10-member student group, the band's original members were all Civil War veterans. Director John T. Madden is in his 25th season leading the group. In addition to performing for the crowds gathered along the parade route, the Spartan Marching Band will perform in front of more than 93,000 college football fans gathered for the 100th Rose Bowl game presented by Vazio.
As they come up right, coming up to us.
Let's listen to the band.
Oh, here we got someone from the band. Hi,
hey,
how you doing?
Good, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm John Madden from Michigan State, director of the Spartan Marching Band.
Great, thank you for coming out here.
Glad to be here.
Now coming up is the Norco Cowgirls Rodeo Drill Team.
Hey, the flag group from the Spartans is still in front of me, and I can just see the cowgirls coming up, and they're wearing fire red sequin shirts with satin cuffs and collars adorned with Swarovski crystals, matching rodeo chaps and white cowboy hats with baby red roses and white orchids. Each saddle has a floral arrangement behind the cantle. The cowgirls all ride hand-tooled western saddles with matching bridles, breast collars, and saddle pads adorned with sterling silver conchos and encrusted with Swarovski crystals that are catching the light and sparkling.
The Norco Cowgirls Rodeo Drill Team is a rodeo specialty act consisting of 12 women riding American painted or quarter horses. They perform high-speed precision drill maneuvers like the shoot the arrow, suicide wheel, and the whip. They can be seen at the San Bernardino, Industry Hills, and Hesperia PRCA rodeos, as well as many local events in Norco, Horsetown, USA. Founded in August 2008, the Norco Cowgirls Rodeo Drill Team has made over 100 appearances to date, devoted to their horses and bringing the number one drill team in California.
You know, it's great that the sun came out because that really sparkled in the sun. The sun is coming out here and there because we do have buildings that line up and down Colorado, so a lot of people do have sun and some people do not, but it is warm enough that my jacket's off.
Temperature is 68 degrees, and those people in that Michigan band were sweating. And they look like they're getting sunburns.
Sweating so much that the one horn slipped. Did you see that guy? He almost slipped his horn and actually hit the ground. And now coming up from the Beverly Hills Pet Care Foundation, Loving Dreams, Adopt a Shelter Pet, Loving Pets for a Loving Home.
Trees with pink blossoms intertwine to form an arbor that holds rotating florographs. In the float middle are florographs of an orange tabby cat, a black dog, an Australian shepherd, a kitten, and a puppy. The photos rotate on either side of a pink heart with the word love. Hearts of pink flowers surround the florograph. At the float front, a sculpted brown and white dog and gray and white cat wear red bandanas with Adopt Me printed in white. At the rear is a brown shield shaped with a Beverly Hills sign, and the people on the float sway and dance to the music.
When you have a pet in your home, it's a dream come true. Unconditional love. What a great dream to have in your life.
I'm looking at the two ladies in the back, and they're both holding dogs in their arms. You know, small enough that they could be in their arms. They're about 15 pounds each. One, I just swore that dog is smiling, loving being in this parade.
Wow, a great baton twirler is in front of us. She threw the baton about 20 feet in the air, lifted one leg, spiraled down to the ground, and caught it. She's throwing it right in front of us, and the crowd is reacting. Excellent.
And this band is the Pasadena City College Tournament of Roses Honor Band from Pasadena, California. Let's listen to the band.
All in red and white. Thank you.
that famous song Down on Colorado, right?
Yeah. The Honor Band is debuting their new uniform, a red military-style jacket embroidered with the Tournament of Roses logo, white pants and red shakos with white plumes.
With over 25,000 students enrolled, Pasadena City College is one of the largest and most distinguished community colleges in the country. They are celebrating their 90th academic year.
And now from the special entry, it's Mayor Bill Bogard.
The mayor and his wife, Claire, and the grandchildren are traveling in a cherry red 1952 Seagrave horse-pulled fire truck, courtesy of G&F Carriages. The FTD florists have adorned that truck with red and white carnations and white hydrangeas.
In honor of the 125th year of fire service to the city, the mayor and family proudly present the city of Pasadena in a 1952 Seagrave triple combination fire engine. The Seagrave served the city of Southgate until 1975, when it was auctioned to a private party. This rig is equipped with the loudest non-engine siren made, Federal Q. Following behind the mayor will be Pasadena Fire's own 1909 Seagrave, known as the old rig.
That is an old rig.
Yeah, and now from Trader Joe's, relish your dreams, a city of cheese.
Two towers of cheese, the cheese scrapers, are perched on blue and white bowls and connected by a carved cheese suspension bridge. Peanut cars traverse the bridge expanse and olives top the trusses. The cheese scrapers are constructed of Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese, and wheels of cheese. A helicopter made of olives circles the city. The cheese scraper at the float back has a pickle on its roof. Fork cranes lower cheese wedges and olives to people in endive boats. They paddle the boats with cheese knives in a sea of crackers and pickle spears and cherry tomatoes. Driving alongside the cheesy town is a pickle car complete with canapé wheels.
Many the long night I've dreamed of cheese, toasted mostly, Robert Louis Stevenson. We eat food, we work with food, and we build communities around food. As a result, we dream of food, cheese frequently. Cheese nourishes, it enhances, it binds, and it brings people together. All the tributes we relish.
There's a sailor trying to catch a huge wedge of cheese, the sailor in the endive boat. It keeps getting out of his reach.
Here comes a pickle.
Oh, here comes the pickle car. Wave at the pickle car, man.
And now from Kaiser Permanente, they got the Lanthrum K. Leishman Trophy, which is the most beautiful non-commercial float from Kaiser Permanente. It delivers when it comes to health care.
A giant smiling stork pushes a woven baby carriage with four babies in it. He wears a flat bill cap and has a stethoscope around his neck. Near the stork's feet are a giant baby bottle and a bag with words Baby Doc on the side. Two bright yellow rubber duckies stand in front of a ring toy topped with a clown's head. An orange and purple hobby horse, pink and yellow balls, alphabet blocks are scattered all over the place.
And now from the Martinez family, Marshal Benny Martinez.
The men wear charro suits comprised of a close-fitting waist-length jacket, narrow pants, and sombreros. Each woman wears a blouse and matching full skirt of gathered flounces. The skirt is draped over the back of the horse. The women also wear sombreros. All ride mixed-breed horses with hand-stitched Mexican saddles. Marshal Benny twirls his lariat in front of the group, and he is performing for our group right now. He has his white horse, and he has a white lariat which encircles the horse, and he's bringing the lariat loop slowly up and down around the horse.
Marshal Benny Martinez Jr. has been called the finest trick roper alive. He leads the Martinez family in their 31st Rose Parade appearance. Some notable recent performances: Long Beach Historical Museum, Fres Dia del Cerro Parade, Christmas Lane Parade, East L.A. Independence Day Mexican Parade.
And now comes from the Rose Bowl game, it's Stanford University.
Ah, huge gold goalposts created with cut yellow status rise out of the curve of the Rose Bowl. Soaring through the post is a 10-foot football decorated in a mixture of flaxseed and crushed coconut. Rose Bowl Stadium is flanked by palm trees on the float, decorated with a mixture of sesame seed, crushed walnut, corn husk, and eucalyptus leaves. The deck of the float is a football field and is covered in real grass sod, highlighted by dozens of red roses. The school's name, Stanford, is formed in red on a white oval at the front, and the cheerleaders in red bathing suit top style and little sarong short skirts, all in burgundy and white, they wave their pom-poms at us. and they might even perform a cheer for us.
There we go.
The number 5 BCS ranked Stanford Cardinal champions of the Pac-12 Conference is the team celebrated on this beautifully decorated float in the 125th Rose
Parade. There's the dancing redwood tree.
Okay, and following them is also from Stanford, from Palo Alto, is the band.
The band's official uniform is not official. It features a cardinal red blazer and a white fishing cap.
This year, the Stanford Band is celebrating its 50th anniversary as a scatter band. The Stanford Band has been a scatter band since 1963, meaning that its members do not march. They run onto the field for halftime at football games and entertain through harmonious scripts and music. They scatter into original formation, featuring words and shapes. The modern Leland Stanford Junior University Marching Band was formed in 1963 when members of the university's marching band went on strike to protest the firing of the band's director. According to lore, the new director, Arthur P. Barnes, immediately won the loyalty of the band by relinquishing any meaningful control over it. The student-led band threw away the traditional marching music and uniforms, setting for the most rock and roll repertoire and a specified uniform consisting of white fishing hats and red trim, red blazers.
And now let's listen to the band.
They march in time, but not in step.
And they look rugged.
The sax players are in front of us.
That's some crazy costuming they got there. A couple of them wearing wigs, like a blue wig.
I saw one guy had two strainers attached to the center and had those as glasses.
Yeah, I saw a person with a red bright wig, and I also saw someone with a flag of Holland on top of his hat along with the flag of America.
And now coming up is the City of Alhambra Monster Truck with 40 Fury Monsters.
Yeah, a monster truck with 4 Fury Monsters. My goodness, the massive monster truck has huge black wheels with deep treads. Gold flames streak along its red sides. It has an exposed silver engine. The 4 furry monsters are squashed inside the truck. The driver is purple with round horns, black eyes, and buck teeth. The short green monster beside him has one large tan horn, black eyes, dark green nostrils, and lime green spots. In the back, the yellow monster has ivory claws and tufts of cream-colored hair. Red eyebrows frame its gold and black eyes. It has green and blue spots. And the orange monster has a bumpy orange face with blue eyes and green eyelids. It has a row of fins along its head and a curling tail.
The 17-foot tall float features a larger-than-life monster truck complete with lifted wheels, a hot rod painted scheme, and an exposed supercharged engine.
And now from the Torrance Rose Float Association, everyone plays soccer, everyone.
In the center, a whimsical tan bear in green and yellow soccer uniform kicks a soccer ball towards the goal, while an eagle goalie in a blue and white uniform has wings outstretched. Soccer players wave at us as they bounce their balls down the boulevard. On the grass field is the AYSO logo. Lounging in camp chairs with cup holders, other soccer players and spectators sit in a garden surrounding the field while orange and black monarch butterflies flutter overhead.
The City of Torrance is the birthplace of American Youth Soccer Organization, and they joined with the AYSO to kick off the National Soccer Organization's 50th anniversary.
And now from the Warhorse Foundation, Marshal Fritz Brunner.
Okay, the riders present different cavalry units from the past. The 1815 Royal Scots Greys, who wear red tunics with bearskin caps. The 1807 Prussian Lifeguard Hussars, black tunics with silver metal braid. The 1812 Bavarian Chevaliers, which wear green tunics with the rampant helm, which also means caterpillar. And the 1812 French cuirassiers, which have blue tunics with chest armor. And the chasseurs with green tunics and shako hats with white plumes, representing the international history of the Napoleonic and Regency era.
The war horse and material Heritage Foundation was established in 1999 as a nonprofit foundation and is part of the National Heritage Foundation. The model was Equine Spirit from the Past, promoting the role of horse in military history. The War Horse has participated in several major Napoleonic celebrations recently in Germany.
Interesting. Those are men's costumes, but some of the people wearing them are women.
And now is the here comes the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame inductees, Lloyd H. Carr, Orlando Pace, and Lynn Swan.
They ride in a burgundy 1939 Cadillac convertible coupe. The vehicle is decorated by FTD florists with orange, peach, and bronze roses, yellow and gold orchids, bronze tulips, and green hydrangeas.
Lloyd H. Carr coached at the University of Michigan for 28 years from 1980 to 2000. And first with defensive backs, then as defensive coordinator, before finally taking over the Wolverine team. Came to 9 Rose Bowl games, including 4 under his reign as head coach.
And now coming up is the Westfield High School Marching Bulldogs from Chantilly, Virginia.
Yes, and they are black and gold.
The band was formed in 2000 when school started. It has grown to become the largest band program in the state of Virginia and a well-respected program in the areas of marching, concert, jazz, and percussion. The program serves over 350 students. Their accolade includes 2011 Virginia International Music Festival, 2012 New York City Big Apple Music Festival, and they're going to play. Fundraising to get here included corporate march for the roses, bingo, bake sales, mattress sales, parking for local regatta, and a gala concert. The band director is Stephen Pennell.
They actually wear all black with a cross bandolier that has golden sparkling stripes with a gold-fronted black shako. The plume on top of the shako is black with gold streaks.
Kind of just beneath their neckline is kind of a triangle mirror kind of there, if you notice that.
Mm-hmm.
And now is NBC The Voice, singing the dream. Your voice is The Voice for 2014.
Dominating the rear is The Voice's signature gray hand holding a silver microphone and two fingers raised into a V, towering high, actually. Behind the hand are shooting yellow stars. In the middle of the float is a gold stage with three performers on it. Overlooking them, toward the front, is the red judge's chair. Turn towards it. Along the float sides are the NBC Peacock logo and gold musical notes amid the hole with red carnations. And people dance alongside the float.
Dreams really do come true for the newly crowned winner, Tasana Chin, as she takes the stage to perform Tumbling Down at the one and only 125th Rose Parade.
And now from Hermanos Banuelos Charro Team, Marshal Roberto Banuelos.
The costumes used are 100% handmade. They consist of embroidered slack-style pants and long-sleeved shirts in navy. The hat is a typical charro sombrero made out of authentic rabbit fur and is decorated with different colored patterns. Each rider wears authentic rawhide chaps and boots.
The team is composed of brothers, first cousins, and some close friends that are professional Mexican charros and rope tricksters. The group performed horse and rope tricks in shows and also compete in professional charreta. Their mission is to promote horsemanship, animal welfare, and give children and adults the opportunity to experience horses.
And now for the Crown City Innovation Trophy. It is Cal Poly University's Pomona and San Luis Obispo Bedtime Buccaneers. Okay, the kids made the bed into the pirate ship.
A boy and girl in footed pajamas stand on their bed, a pirate ship. In the center, the girl has a round braids under a red bandana and wears an eye patch, gold hoop earrings, and pajamas with green moons and yellow stars. She stands at the ship's wheel, balanced on the bed's patchwork quilt. The boy wears a black Napoleon hat, scarlet sash, and green pajamas. He holds a wooden sword high and has one foot propped on the bed's footboard. On its built-in white bench sits the crew, a blue jumping jack, an orange stuffed bear, a dog with a red collar. The dog holds the treasure map and points ahead, where a red dashed line leads towards a satellite float with an overflowing toy chest marked with a big red X. A mast rises from the headboard and supports a beige sheet sail. Drawn on the sail are two crossbones and a big teddy bear's face with an eye patch. Alphabet blocks spell out Cal Poly University.
The Cal Poly Universities, Pomona and San Luis Obispo, hold a concept contest and this year had 83 submissions from each campus, local communities, alumni, and friends of the Cal Poly Rose Float program. Students work collaboratively to choose their favorite concept that relates to the parade theme.
Being that was the Crown City Innovation Trophy, it was the best use of imagination and innovation to advance the arts of float design.
Well, here comes another award winner, the Director's Trophy.
That is the Outstanding Artistic Merit in Design and Floral Presentation, and it goes to the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Republic of Indonesia. Wonderful Indonesia. Splashes of color and exotic life bring Indonesia to Colorado Boulevard.
At the float rear, orange and yellow pagodas with palm leaf roofs rise amid palm trees. A brown orangutan playfully hangs off a tree. People walk next to the float dressed in ornate, sparkling Indonesian costumes, sometimes with head dresses that are about 4 to 5 feet tall. In the middle of the float are two huge green and orange Komodo dragons in a lush landscape of purple and orange flowers. Three floral waterfalls cascade into an ocean below, and in the water are yellow and orange fish, a purple stingray, and white jellyfish. At the float front is an island with tall palm trees. All of the people on the float are waving to us.
And if you paid attention to the makeup, they were men.
Yeah, oh, those were men.
They were men.
They were dressed in sparkling outfits from head to toe with these 4-foot headdresses. And I looked at one face and thought the face looked strange, but that's because it was a man.
It was a man.
I expected to see a lady.
The float showcased the beautiful, lush landscape, native statues, and architect of Indonesia. Many of the world's most ancient wonders can be found in Indonesia, including sacred temples, palace ruins, prehistoric remains, and living traditions.
As we wait for the next band to come over, as we look around, we do see security and sheriffs walking around, making sure everything's okay. And they do have somebody in cuffs. Not sure what's going on across the street, but they do have it handled. And now coming up is the Rosemont High School Marching Band from Rosemont, Minnesota.
There are 208 of them, and they wear navy blue trousers and a jacket that fades from navy blue to white, and white shakos with a white plume that has silver accents in the plume.
The marching band at Rosemont High School is part of a comprehensive instrumental music program involving over 410 students actively engaged in 6 concert bands.
So now let's listen to the band.
In this year's Minnesota All-State Music Ensemble, Rosemont High School has a long tradition of excellence in their 97th year of history. Upon graduation, this year's freshman class will be the 100th graduation class of Rosemont High School, under the direction of Leon Seavey.
And did you just take off your jacket?
And
just take
hot.
Off your jacket. It's getting warm, isn't it? It feels good. The sun's behind us because we are facing north. So it's just right on our backs.
It's nice. 82. It's 82 degrees.
82.
Yes. Don't we love
well,
it?
Well, it's also sitting in the sun, too. Yeah. Directly over. And coming up next is the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. So the Harlem Globetrotters wear their trademark red and white striped shorts and blue sleeveless shirts with the phrase Harlem Globetrotters in gold on the shirt. The Globetrotters play with the signature red, white, and blue basketball.
The original Harlem Globetrotters are celebrating their 88th consecutive year, continuing a world-famous tradition of ball-handling wizardry, basketball artistry, and one-of-a-kind family entertainment that continues to thrill fans of all ages. Throughout their history, the Globetrotters have showcased their iconic talents in 122 countries and territories on six continents, often breaking down cultural and social barriers while providing fans with their first-ever basketball experience.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And that was one of the Harlem Globetrotters, proud inductees of the Nazareth Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. The Globetrotters have entertained hundreds. Look at him. Oh, my God.
He's tall.
He is tall.
That man must be 7 feet tall.
He's got to be 7 feet tall.
The Harlem Globetrotters, great basketball players, and, of course, great entertainers.
And now coming up for the Volunteers Trophy from Shriners Hospital for Children, Love to the Rescue. A teddy bear meets the challenge.
A grinning brown teddy bear waving a flowing golden cape with red trim and a purple fez with a black tassel looks upward and rises from a tilted large red heart. The teddy bear is about 40 feet up. Let's see, Teddy wears a white heart with the design of a man in a fez surrounded by children. His paws extend over the six float riders in the Garden of Hearts and yellow, red, and pink flowers.
The 23rd Shriner Hospital for Children send love to the rescue every day. It's love that drives their medical breakthroughs, compassionate care, and commitment to help a child. Love to the rescue is what makes Shriners care different and what allows children dreams to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Shriners know that sometimes it's the small things that can make a big difference in helping a child heal or recover. The teddy bear with a cape symbolizes love coming to the rescue of more than 100,000 children.
Being the Tournament Volunteers Trophy, that is the best floral design of parade theme for floats under 35 feet. And now coming up is the Founders Trophy, which is the most beautiful float built and decorated by volunteers from a community or organization.
The Glass Slipper.
And it is from Downey Rose Float Association, the Glass Slipper. Every girl dreams of being Cinderella at the ball.
Just outside the white French door entrance to a ballroom, couples in modern formal evening clothes stroll amid a garden of pink blooming trees and pink and gold flowers. In the garden center is a cascading floral fountain where a couple sits. The gentleman wears a tuxedo. The lady is in a long turquoise evening dress.
This self-built entry theme was selected from designs submitted by the community and then voted on by Downey Rose Float members. In constructing the ball setting, they used 6,280 hot peach.
And now from Scripps Miramar Saddlebreds, Marshal Michelle McFarland.
The Scripps Miramar four abreast horses are pulling a gilt ceremonial pagoda wagon with elegantly arching devil catchers, replete with finely carved mythical creatures, hanging lanterns, and relief sculpture. Complementing the pagoda cart are two authentic rickshaws drawn by the miniature horses.
Scripps Miramar commissioned a four abreast harness in the style of the 2,000-year-old examples, emulating jewel-encrusted dragon skin. Each of the four handcrafted harnesses are uniquely styled and are the only examples in the world. Embellishments of gold adorn the hooves and legs of these horses. The Pinto American Saddle Breeds of Scripps Miramar can trace their roots to the National Gate, Galloway, and Hobby horses that came to North America from the British Isles. These hardy little horses thrive and grew in the new environment, and through selective breeding, the
Nagarongaset
Pacer was developed along the eastern seaboard. In the early 1700s, the Nagarongasets were crossed with thoroughbreds imported to America, and by the time of the Revolutionary War, a horse called simply the American horse was a recognized type.
Mm-hmm.
And now from the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association, it's the Fantasy Trophy for most outstanding display of fantasy and imagination. And it is lights, camera, action. Let's film a Wild West melodrama using 1880s equipment.
Mm. A cameraman cranks an old tripod camera beside a clay light, megaphone, and chair labeled director. A black locomotive races towards a hoop-skirted damsel tied to the tracks.
Oh, man.
Just beyond her, the track ends, dangling over a cliff. The train engineer is a black cape villain. He swirls his mustache and holds a document labeled deed. Beside the engine on a galloping white stallion is a golden-haired, blue-eyed cowboy hero.
Oh, they do.
Complete with a white hat. Struggling against the brown ropes, our damsel has a bright pink bow, matches her long pink bell skirt. Her legs kick, revealing petticoats.
are from the Glendora Tartan Band and Pageantry. From Glendora, California.
Right, 181 strong, the band uniforms are traditional Scottish style, accented with a Royal Stuart tartan and the Glengarry's cap. The Piper uniforms are modeled after the 42nd Black Watch. Okay, the 42nd Black Watch, by the way, was the most famous Scottish regiment. The tall flag and banner carriers both wear traditional Scottish dancing uniforms, and they also wear the Royal Stuart plaid.
Nestled in the scenic green hills of Southern California, the Glendora Tartan Band and Pageantry is one of Southern California's most successful organizations. The band frequently commissions original music and plays many traditional Scottish arrangements. Glendora High School opened in 1959.
And now for the International Trophy, which is the most beautiful entry outside of the 50 United States and D.C., is from China Airlines LTD. Taiwan Dreams Rising. Seven glorious hot air balloons rise over Taiwan's skyline.
Seven hot air balloons with passenger baskets sport vibrant colors of blue, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, and pink. The balloons have designs of orange koi fish and gold and red Chinese patterns. The largest balloon is a white heart decorated with a couple eating, a tea kettle, red paper lanterns, and a pagoda. The balloons soar through pink and purple clouds over a silver skyscraper and lush green mountains with pink flowers. The landscape is accented with pale pink, bright pink, and red roses with purple and yellow orchids.
And now from Carmel High School Marching Greyhounds from Carmel, Indiana.
Okay, the Carmel High School Marching Greyhounds. The band members wear tops that are a split of royal blue and black, featuring a mirror C with rhinestones. The Shako hat is mirrored black and blue with offset black feather plume. Black pants, shoes, and gauntlets complete the uniform.
Let's listen to the band. Yes.
I know you so well.
To get here, the band sold tickets for a chance to win one of six models of BMW or Mini Coupe. They also had a pennies for Pasadena Drive, where they collected one penny for each step, approximately 15,500 steps.
Wow.
A student will take in the parade. Carmel High School was established in 1887 and is one of the oldest continuously operating schools in the state of Indiana. Carmel High School has grown from a small one-room schoolhouse into the largest public school in the state with an enrollment approaching 5,000 students. The Carmel Band Program enjoys a rich history of excellence and has been selected as a finalist for the Bands of America National Championship for 17 straight years.
Now the winner of the Grand Marshal's Trophy, which is excellence in creative concept and design from Public Storage, Adventures in Space. We are no longer alone in the universe.
A trio of green aleens sits in a row and drive a sleek yellow, purple, red, and orange spacecraft down Colorado Boulevard. The aliens have floral arrangements sprouting from their heads, pointed ears, and bulging eyes. At the rear, jets on the fins propel the ship.
Public Storage, first ever float in the Tournament of Roses, offers a playful pun on the company's stock in trade. Titled Adventures in Space, the design features a trio of fun-loving extraterrestrials steering a gigantic spaceship through the streets of Pasadena. For the aliens, discovering life on planet Earth is a dream come true. The friendly visitors eagerly introduced themselves to the Earthlings lining the parade route.
This float was actually parked at the Rose Bowl, and I went there about a month ago, and I saw that park there, and the aliens were actually outside the unit. I thought they were going to be outriggers. Now that I know they're going to be onside.
Wow.
And now coming from Homewood Patriot Band from Homewood, Alabama.
The band members wear blue jackets with red lapels, gold-gray trim, white shirts, blue pants topped with tricorn hats of blue, and the dancers wear red sparkling singlets with a silver star in the center. White go-go boots.
Happy New Year!
Patriot Band celebrates 40 years of existence. Homewood Patriot Band was founded in 1972.
And now here comes the Calzona Appaloosa Horse Club. Marshal Leslie Foxbaugh.
Okay, the group ride Appaloosa House horses. The riders and horses are costumed in authentic Nez Perce Indian regalia. The outfits are made of elk, deer, and moose hide leather, European trade cloth, and glass check seat beads, as well as beads from France and Italy. The men wear war clothing decorated with beadwork and horsehair dangles, and bonnets with feathers or animal skins. The women wear wing-style dresses of elk or deer hide, decorated with beads, cowrie shells, and elk teeth. Bone pipe chokers, necklaces, and wrist cuffs finish the ensemble. They wave at us as they pass by.
Founded in 1953, Calzona celebrates its 60th anniversary and is the oldest Appaloosa regional club in the United States. Calzona remains a leader in preserving and promoting the Appaloosa horse with various public appearances in addition to hosting horse shows.
And now from Rotary Rose Parade Float Committee, Engage Rotary, Change Lives, Candyland comes to the railroad.
A cylindrical steam engine with an ice cream cone smokestack pulls a train full of gingerbread men and lollipops. At the end of the train is a gingerbread house caboose with a cupcake for a chimney. The train travels over a brown rock ridge lined with jelly beans. Bright pink, cherry red, and butterscotch yellow flowers bloom under the bridge. Frost candy canes on a pole make the crossing sign. They stand and wave at us. They're wearing doctor smocks, white doctor smocks.
The float theme was chosen by Rotary International President Ron Burton and is the theme for the Rotary Year 2013-14. Engage Rotary, Change Lives. All Rotarians have the same dream, the eradication of polio. By engaging this dream, Rotarians not only change the lives of those in the three countries where polio still exists, but change the world from one where polio continues to a polio-free world.
As we wait for the band to come up, looking across the street and keep a couple of first aid responders responding maybe to something, or they're just looking at their equipment. I can't tell from this angle here.
I don't know. They're taking off their backpacks.
And now coming up, the Los Angeles Unified School District All-District High School Honor Band from Los Angeles, California.
358. This honor band wears red, white, and blue West Point-style uniforms with white tall hats and white foot gear. Ladies have red hairbands decorated with rosebuds.
The Los Angeles Unified School Honor Band, wearing the patriotic colors of the American flag, is a composite band of 358 students from various high schools throughout the Los Angeles area. Since its formation in 1972, the band has performed at renowned events such as the Super Bowl, the World Series, and various presidential inaugural parades.
City of Los Angeles, Endless Entertainment, entertaining icons of Los Angeles.
At the float front is the White Space Shuttle Endeavor, currently at the California Science Center. Behind, three pillars display the sights of Los Angeles. The first pillar is topped with a copper dome Griffith Observatory. Below that pillar is a mural of the gray angular Walt Disney Concert Hall and Kobe Bryant wearing his purple and gold uniform and Lakers logo. The next pillar is topped by the Watts Tower's gray spires. A red and gold Chinese dragon twists around this pillar and has a mission building on the base and an archway labeled Alvaro Street. The last pillar is wrapped by murals of the gold and green pagoda of the Chinese theater and the White Hollywood sign.
The city of Los Angeles entry represents the hopes and dreams of people from around the world. The cultural melting pot, the diversity of Los Angeles, comes to life in the ethnic enclaves of Alvaro Street.
And now the Los Angeles Police Metropolitan Division Mounted Platoon and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Mounted Enforcement Detail.
With Sergeant Mike Porter and Officer Matt Bennyworth. The LAPD members are in formal dress uniforms, long sleeve navy blue wool shirt with LAPD badge, brushed silver LAPD buttons, nameplate and service stripes, a smooth black leather Sam Brown gun belt, black Stetson hat, black leather ranch duty boots, and silver LAPD spurs. The sheriffs are also in formal dress a formal dress, which is a long-sleeve tan shirt.
Los Angeles Police Chief Charles Beck rides side-by-side with Leroy Baca, the sheriff of Los Angeles County. The platoon will showcase a Guyan or military flag or standard representing each department and carried by an officer on duty.
So both Charlie Beck and Leroy Baca.
And now coming up, SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment, which won the President's Trophy for Most Effective Floral Use and Presentation. It is titled Sea Surprises, The Mysteries of the Sea Welcome a Young Boy.
The applause are for the pooper scoopers. A blonde boy in orange trunks, flippers, snorkel, and mask dives on a deep blue cresting wave to an orange coral reef. He encounters a green sea turtle, red sea anemones, manta rays, starfish, crab, a family of black and white whales, a brown sea lion, orange and white clownfish, black and white penguins, brown crabs, yellow and black striped angelfish, and orange seahorses with gray dolphins jumping. As the cascades of water are shaking a little bit because they are all irises of blue, purple, white, and burgundy.
Sea of Surprises is the theme of SeaWorld's 50th celebration, which kicks off March 21st, 2014 at the three SeaWorld parks in San Diego.
Around this whole float is police department from both Pasadena and Independence. And this, because there's a movie that came out a little while ago that had some controversy.
Blackfish.
Yes. So they're protecting this float a lot.
Real bubbles are coming out of the
Look
back of the float.
How cute. And now from Bandas de Musia, Roberto Lopez, Poligo Jose Daniel Crespo, representing Chitre Herrera, Republic of Panama.
Okay. Bandas de Musica is wearing dark blue military jackets with gold braid, white shirts, blue ties, blue caps with a bill, white pants, white gloves, and white shoes. The dancers wear long, full white skirts embroidered with different colors, and they have headdresses of sparkling white flowers.
Now let's listen to the band.
This is a music school band, so it should be especially good. Big, and you can see from this gigantic band here, 258.
A lot of people. It took a while for them to get by us here. And now coming up is from eHarmony, Everlasting Love. Stole a colonnade cascading with flowers, butterflies, and birds.
An outdoor canopy of purple orchids and huge white dogwood blossoms shade a walkway to a white lattice gazebo. The path traverses a stone bridge that arches over a creek where white rowboats and two white swans drift. Perched on the gazebo roof are three long-tailed white finches with silver-feathered chests and faces. Couples wave from the benches, in the boats, and by the creek.
eHarmony.com was founded on August the 22nd, 2000, in Pasadena, California, now located in Santa Monica, California. eHarmony is the number one trusted relationship service provider in the United States of America. eHarmony's patents compatibility matching system allows eHarmony members to be matched with compatible persons with whom they are likely to enjoy a long-term relationship. Millions of people of all ages, ethnicities, national origins, and religious and political beliefs have used eHarmony's compatibility matching system to find compatible long-term relationships. Today, an average of 438 eHarmony members married every day in the United States as a result of being matched on the site.
There's about seven couples on there, and they range from ages 26 to, it looks like the oldest is 83.
Wow.
And now from St. Augustine High School, marching 100 from New Orleans, Louisiana, or we say NOLA.
New Orleans, Louisiana, and there are 200 of them in the band. Jacket is purple with gold overlay and gold cape. The uniform is completed with purple pants, gold helmet, and a purple or gold plume. They have white gloves and white buck shoes with red soles.
I can go for some beignets right now.
Mm. I like a potable.
And now coming up from Underground Service Alert 811, protecting your dream right in your own backyard. Neighbors watch a backyard calamity.
Uh-oh. Surrounded by a white picket fence and a manicured garden of pink flowers, a brown and white dog sits behind the controls of a backhoe. The bucket digs a hole into the lawn and destroys the sidewalk. Backing up, the dog has hit a water pipe and water splurts out. A bloodhound, a shaggy dog, and two birds in hard hats watch with wide eyes. At the rear, a doghouse is labeled Digger.
Serious mishaps can happen with do-it-yourself projects. Dig Alert and its funding members, approximately 900 Southern California utility companies, want to bring this to the public's attention. Dig Alert was founded on September 13, 1976.
And now the Odd Fellows and Rebecca's. Friendship, love, and truth. Working together help dreams come true.
A tree trunk and branches extends the length of the float. Nestled at the rear of the branch is a white birdhouse with one white bird inside and two white birds on the roof. Two more birds with pink and purple feathers perch on the center of the branch, surrounded by pink, purple, yellow flowers and green ferns.
The Odd Fellows and Rebecca's dreams for the world is friendship, love, and truth, as well as faith, hope, and charity.
And now from the Norwegian
Fjord
Horse Registry. Thank you. Marshall, Teresa, what is that? Candius.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. All the drivers and outwalkers wear the traditional Norwegian costume known as a bunad. For men, this is a dark coat with silver buttons, a vest and white shirt, pants that button at the knee socks, and shoes with buckles. The women wear a white blouse with full sleeves, embroidered vest, and ankle-deep skirt with a long apron. Riders wear dressage, hunter, or western attire. The horses range in color from cream to pale brown. Some pull a Norwegian-style two-wheel cart with red wheels.
And now from the city of Beverly Hills, it's for its centennial. Beverly Hills is 100 years old.
Wow. Needs a lot of facelifts. At the float front is the Beverly Hills sign with gold lettering on a coffee brown shield. On each float side is the Beverly Gardens Park sign, which is a green arch frame flanked by green street lamps with white globes. In the middle of the float is a white fountain with sprays of white and pink orchids. Behind is a white marble colonnade lined with black street lamps. Two long white pennants say Centennial in red vertical lettering on each side. At the float rear is a tall beige tower of City Hall backed by 8 palm trees.
And now for the Isabella Coleman Trophy, which is the best presentation of color and color harmony through floral use. And it is the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Love is the best protection. Top this.
Dominating the center is a 4-layer white wedding cake topped by 2 real newlyweds and their minister. Each layer has a different pattern executed in burgundy. The bottom layer is red stripes with curly cues on the layer above. Next is polka dots. The top tier is finished with a Rose Parade rose logo. At the front on each face is a rotating cube and the word love in green and white.
The hope for gay and lesbian marriages were once just a dream for many couples. This year, dreams came true for many loving couples who could finally have the happiest day of their lives through marriage. The gay and lesbian communities have been some of the most powerful advocates in the fight for treatment and justice since the AIDS crisis began in 1980. This year, after over 5 years of legislative battles against discrimination, gay marriage was legalized in the state of California, where AIDS Healthcare Foundation originated.
And now comes up the McQueen High School Lancer Band from Reno, Nevada.
Okay, the Lancers wear blue waistcoats with silver holographic sequins, black pants, and West Point Shakos. There are 146 members.
The McQueen High School opened in 1982. 24% of the student body are enrolled in music programs at McQueen. According to Newsweek, McQueen is the number one high school in the state of Nevada. Fundraising efforts included hosting the Harlem Globetrotters alumni in a basketball game, providing the labor for a company picnic, concession sales for the Reno Rodeo, Hot August Nights Auto Show, the Reno Ribs Cook-Off, and the Reno Air Races.
In Nevada, I think it's probably a real rodeo. Yeah. Ooh, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right, let's listen to the band. Okay, now for the winner for Princess Trophy, which is the most beautiful float 35 feet and under. It's the Lutheran Layman's League. Jesus Welcomes All, a church on a grove of trees.
In the center is a white frame church surrounded by a grove of pine trees. A stone walkway leads up to it. The church's 20-foot bell tower is topped by a cross. The church doors open to a vaulted wooden ceiling with three stained glass windows on each side. The flags of many nations hang on railings along the stone pathway.
The motto of Lutheran Our Ministries is bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. And its 2014 float entry captures the essence of their motto. Lutheran Our Ministries is a Christian outreach ministry supporting churches worldwide in the mission of bringing Christ to nations and the nations to the church.
And now here is a special entry, USA Jump Rope, Palpitating Panthers.
They wear singlet tops, blue with a white stripe across the top and black shorts. They are jump roping as they march down the Colorado Boulevard, and they're actually skip jumping and side jumping.
The U.S. Jump Rope team is comprised of elite jumpers from different teams across the United States. Represented in today's Rose Parade are 40 jumpers ages 13 to 32. Half of the jumpers have traveled to Pasadena from all over the country, including Alaska. The other half are members of the participating Panthers in La Cañada, California, and have been practicing their routines by jumping around the Rose Bowl area for 4 miles.
Okay, now here comes the Lucy Pet Foundation. It won the Craftsman Trophy for exceptional achievement in showmanship and dramatic impact for floats under 55 feet only. And it's Lucy Performing Rescue Dogs. Come one, come all to the Circus of Performing Dogs.
At the rear, the phrase Lucy's Performing Rescue Dogs is in gold letters on top of an opening to an orange tent. In front are three circus rings in a long, less flat brass rectangle with white, green, and purple bunting. Two yellow and orange parasols that are either end of a large rectangle. An elevated bar between two poles is in the center ring, and in the two smaller rings, dogs perform tricks. One does double dutch jump roping, and others perform balancing acts.
Currently, they're throwing frisbees right now, or they throw up the frisbee about a couple feet up in the air, and the dogs will jump up and grab it with their teeth.
Magnificent.
And now coming up is the Colony High School Marching Band, the Northern Sound from Palmer, Alaska.
79. The band's uniform incorporates a black, green, and silver jacket, a black pants and shoes, and is topped by a black and silver shako with a mylar black plume. So it's a plume, but it's shiny.
The only marching band in Alaska, challenges to the program include variable weather, lack of traditional support structures, and long distance to marching shows and competitions.
And now here comes Lion Club International. It won the tournament's special trophy for exceptional merit in multiple classifications, including floats that do not retract to 55 feet. Lions built Matteo's dream. The dream of a playground for children of abilities become a reality.
Matteo's dream. Five wooden playhouses are connected by stairs and walkways. Each house has a different colored roof of blue, green, or gold, and they're adorned with stars, planets, flowers, and dragonflies. The float riders wave at us as it passes by. The houses sit in masses of yellow, red, orange, and purple flowers with stepping stones.
And now from Wingtip to Wingtip Association, it won the National Trophy for Best Depiction of Life in the USA, past, present, or future. Our eyes are on the stars. Women Air Force service pilots are honored.
At Float Center is a rotating hexagon with six detailed florographs. These include a color replica of the female gremlin mascot, Finfinella, a black and white florograph of Nancy Love, the executive commanding officer for all WASP carrying operations. Four wasps and their plane, a B-17 named Pistol Pack and Mama. Life magazine cover from July 19th, featuring pilot trainee Shirley Cochran, director of the WASP, pilot Libby Gardner at the controls of a B-26 Marauder.
And now the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, Marshall Trish Lynn.
The Cowgirl Chicks wear black and royal blue bodysuits trimmed with rhinestones and sequins and detailed with fringe. Their red, white, and blue leather chaps are embellished with rhinestones and silver conchos. Each cowgirl wears a white Stetson hat. Their horses are a mixture of paint and quarter horses saddled in trick riding saddles with red, white, and blue tack.
Hey, that one girl has two horses. Of course, she's got one foot on each one, standing up in the air. And
the horses' tails are dyed red and blue.
Okay, now from RFD TV, You Make My Dreams Come True, A House in the Country.
At float front, Daryl Hall and his band play in a great room under the open beams of a roof festooned with yellow sunflowers, red chili peppers, dried corn, and two American flags. Behind the great roof, Hall's family sits on a wooden bench. In the garden is a doghouse with a tabby cat on the roof. Towering on a hill in the back is a wide, two-story cream-colored house with a covered entry and flowering trees on either side.
When this year's Rose Parade theme was announced, it was a natural for RFD TV to design the float around Daryl Hall performing You Make My Dreams Come True. Daryl's house, an actual country farm home in upstate New York, which also serves as a studio for production of his television show, is replicated to provide the perfect backdrop of the special performance as the grand finale for the 125th Rose Parade.
And now here comes another special entry. It's the parade closing unit with X-Pogo. And if you heard a second ago that all the audience kind of gasped, well, they're on pogo sticks, and one just didn't quite make it and fell down, but he wasn't that high up.
And they are jumping about 7 feet into the air and doing flips on pogo sticks. They wear white t-shirts with a red strap down the side, helmets, and black jeans.
Riding our Archie Griffin.
That is the float coming up here with the big. That's the float coming up here with the big football.
Okay.
That's also part of this. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and now we are going to see there's a float here, and it's the parade's closing unit with X-P-O-G-O, X-Pogo. A huge brown football is on real grass field. Built into the football is a Jumbotron screen, another of those Jumbotron screens. And girls in brown, gold, and white with blue and white, blue and silver pom-poms lead the football down Colorado Boulevard. And they're doing a formation. Read about this if you wanted to.
Okay, in commemoration of the 100 Rose Bowl game, the Tournament of Roses Association created a special program to honor great players and coaches throughout the history of the granddaddy of them all. The Rose Bowl game teamed up with the Football Wives Writers Association of America and selected one representative from each decade to comprise an all-century class. The closing show floats honor these football legends on the big screen by showcasing their great plays of the past 99 games.
The Jumbo said, dreams come true, and the 125th year of the Rose Parade, the Tournament of Roses Rose Parade, sponsored by Honda.
Now that the parade is done, following the parade are passing the police cars, and then after that are tow trucks.
Millions.
That stage along the parade route, in case a float does break down. We got lucky. None broke down up to our point, but we don't know if more broke down farther down the route that are beyond us.
Right. Well, we did see the one that slowed down, remember? The one with the giraffes and everything. That one did slow down.
I don't count it.
Well, it wasn't a real breakdown, so.
You know, since today is January 1st, they are going to celebrate the 100th Rose Bowl game. Now, that doesn't mean 100 years, because after the first year of the Rose Bowl game, they actually stopped because they didn't think it was that great to do, and then they came back. But if you do count all the Rose Bowl, it's 100th for today. And for the Rose Court, there were 976 applications.
Wow.
For the whole court. If you're interested in looking online for the Rose Parade, you can go to facebook.com/Rose Parade. The Royal Court also has a Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Tournament of Roses Royal Court. If you're on Twitter, it's twitter.com/Rose Parade. On Instagram, Instagram.com/Rose_Parade. Also, some Twitter hashtags that they do have on their website is #RoseParade, #RoyalCourt, #RoseBowl100, #PrincessAndHerFirstName. #Ann, did you have fun?
I had a wonderful time. I've got to say, this is about the best weather. I think it's in the high 70s, I would say, right about now.
Yeah, it's pretty warm out. Everyone's now scattering. Wrapping up their blankets, grabbing their chairs.
And those gigantic tow trucks, I can still hear them.
They're loud.
No, there aren't.
There aren't?
Nope.
Okay.
Good. What happens is various groups pick the, especially the end of the Rose Parade, but also before the Rose Parade to air their beliefs, and they have placards and signs and give out things, and sometimes they're a regular bona fide group, and sometimes they just seem to be a group of disgruntled people who are doing something, or somebody else proselytizing for something else. So many of them are wandering around now amongst all the folks and handing out pieces of paper. At our location, we have two very coveted constructions. They are the porta-potties. And only the people who have a certain wristband can use those porta-potties, and many, many people wanted to get in there.
That was the beginning of the parade, but now there's nobody standing guard, so now anybody is using them. There's also some across the street that people can use, too.
They still want to get in. There's a huge line.
Yeah. Hey, did you know in 1894 was the first viewing stands built along the parade route?
Mm-mm.
It was the first year that the organization entered floats in the Rose Parade. And the Columbia Hill Tennis Club, the Valley Hunt Club, and the Hotel Raymond are among the entrants.
Hmm. I know. You know, I was talking about when it did rain.
Yes.
I guess the start of the Rose Parade in 1899 was delayed by rain. It didn't start till 3:45.
That far in the afternoon, huh?
And I know from my own experience, I think in 2006 it's when we had so much rain, we had a little canopy over us, and that blew away in the rain and the wind. And all our scripts that were printed out by computer, they started to dissolve.
Uh-oh.
But it was great for the flowers.
Speaking of the Rose Bowl, in 1913, it was the first and only elephant-camel race held. With little groaning from its rider, the elephant won.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. You know, they tried ostrich races here. In fact, they do still have some ostrich races down in Palm Springs in India.
Mm-hmm. I'll stay away.
It's very, very difficult to ride an ostrich, though.
Hey, in 1923, the stadium is named the Rose Bowl and is dedicated to hosting its first game, USC, and it defeated Penn State 14-3.
What year? What year did it get?
That was 1923. It was named.
Okay. 1923. So it would have been not really roaring 20s yet, but getting there.
In 1927 is when Czechoslovakia was the first foreign government to enter the parade and the first national radio broadcast of the Rose Bowl game. What other interesting stuff is around here? In 1932 was the first shortwave radio broadcast of the Rose Parade. It is now heard internationally. Wow, way back then.
Yeah.
Not even 100 years of radio been for the parade.
No, and you would think it would be a natural. Wait, do you know where the floats are going to be? You can view the floats after the parade. Do you have that listing?
I do have them somewhere.
I have an old one, but I don't know if it's the same.
It's all the same. It's all the same. So if you want to read that there.
Okay, just a second. I'll see if I can get it. Okay. All righty. Just a minute. Okay, float viewing after the parade. Floats can be viewed after the Rose Parade has ended from 1 to 5 p.m. And let's see. It says from 1 to 5 p.m. on January 1st and on January 2nd from 9 to 4. I think those times are probably about right. Approximately two-thirds of the parade floats are on the medium strip on Sierra Madre Boulevard between Paloma Street and New York Avenue. About a third of the floats are on Washington Boulevard between Sierra Madre Boulevard and Woodland Road. A round trip through the entire area is about a one-mile stroll. I've done it before. It's excellent.
I've done it several years.
You can smell the flowers.
Yes.
You can get so close.
You can get right up close to them and smell them. It's great.
Yeah.
A lot of walking, so make sure you bring water with you and or buy some there.
Yeah, it says the Sierra Madre area has benches for resting. Washington Boulevard has only a few benches. And a fee of $10 is charged to enter the float viewing area. I don't know if it's $10 still.
Yeah, I don't know. That price could change. They usually go up every year.
Ticket sales stop at 3 p.m. each day. As the crowds at the float viewing are very dense and slow-moving, a viewing time is scheduled for mobility-impaired individuals and senior citizens, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on January 2nd.
Yeah, it's usually the second day they do
that.
Yeah, 7
day.
In the morning, yeah, which is great because then it's only those people and it's just not so crowded. That's a great time to go for the handicapped.
And I know they let them feel the flowers.
Yes, I have heard that. I haven't been there during that time.
No. My sister, Jolie, who's totally blind, she got to do that. She got to feel the flowers. And, of course, you can, like I said, you can smell them, too. Let's see. Within the float viewing area, vehicles are not permitted, and there's no disabled person parking inside the viewing area. The neighborhood around the viewing area is residential with street parking. A public parking lot is located several blocks away at Victory Park on Paloma between Sierra Madre and Altadena.
opposite.
And they do have several parking areas that they do have shuttle buses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Too.
Says that the shuttle starts from a parking lot at Del Mar Boulevard and Hill Avenue, 3 miles south and east of the viewing area. However, I would check that out on the website because this kind of that part of kind of thing does change. And usually there's some kind of shuttle fee, $3, $4, $5.
Right. What was that year that Samantha was in? 1966. I'm looking at Grand Marshal lists right now.
Oh, who are some of the past Grand Marshals?
Well, in 1966 was Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the listing I have is in 66, Vin Scully hosted the race parade with Samantha from Bewitched.
You know what? 1966 is pretty close to the time, I think he died in the early 70s?
Probably, yeah. Early 70s. So. In a way, Vin Scully and Elizabeth are now the Bob Eubanks and up there.
Stephanie Powers.
Yeah, Stephanie Edwards, yes.
Yeah, Stephanie Edwards, sorry, not Powers.
Yeah. If you like Lemonade Nice Tea, Arnold Palmer was in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to tell your friends, Lawrence Welk in 1972. Mm-hmm. If you like something to eat, like peanuts, Charles M. Schultz, 1974.
I believe Shirley Temple hosted it once as a child and once as an adult.
I think three times was how long she's been in it. Mm-hmm. Because I remember she was in it, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, Shirley Temple Black.
Billy Graham, 1971. Let's see who else we got here. Bob Hope was in 47.
And, of course, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Found it. Shirley Temple was in 39, 89, and 99.
There you go.
We also have Mary Pickford, 1933.
Yay, affordable health care!
Let's see what else we got here. Carol Burnett was in 1998.
Oh, yeah. You were mentioning that she took photos of the crowd.
Yeah, that was funny. I wanted to see those photos. I don't know if she uploaded them anywhere. Passing by us are some Indian Spanish dancers.
The Aztec dancers.
Yes. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. This is January 1st, 2014. I hope everybody had fun during the parade. And those listening online, I think that will do it for us here at the Rose Parade.
Okay. And how can they, you had mentioned, how could they hear, if they wanted to hear this broadcast again, or if they wanted to
I believe we are rebroadcasting it, but I do not have the times for that.
What is it going to be broadcast on? Is it a web?
On LARS.org. You'll be on the website. And 4 to 6 tomorrow on January 2nd. So you can hear it again tomorrow afternoon, January 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m.
So Los Angeles Radio Reading Service.
LARS.org.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year. Most of the people have now scattered. Most people are now gone. Streets are like the best bet because there's nobody on the streets anymore. If you're in the stands, you're still trying to funnel out, getting out the one stairwell that's behind us there. But that'll do it for us. I'm Richard Blythe, along with
Ann Nicholson, audio describer.
And Happy New Year.